Hello, welcome to the half-hour edition of Hot Pipes. I'm Steve Ashley, and today I'll be taking an all-too-brief tour of the music of 1935. My opener is a little unusual for these shows, in that it features a vocal and guitar by noted dance band singer Les Allen, who joins Sidney Torch on Lullaby of Broadway.
Come along and listen to the lullaby of Broadway, the hip hooray and the ballyhoo, the lullaby of Broadway. The rumble of a subway train, the rattle of the taxis, the daffodils who entertain at Angelo's and Maxie's. When a Broadway baby says goodnight, it's early in the morning. Manhattan babies don't sleep tight until the dawn. Good night, baby. Good night. Milkman's on his way. Sleep tight, baby. Sleep tight. Let's call it a day. And listen to the lullaby of Broadway, the hidey-ho and boop-a-doo, the lullaby of Broadway. The band begins to go to town, and everyone goes crazy. You rock-a-bye your baby round, till everything gets hazy. Hush-a-bye, I'll buy you this and that, you hear a daddy saying. And a baby goes home to her flat to sleep all day. Sleep tight, baby. Sleep tight. Let's call it a day. Listen to the lullaby of old Broadway.
Sidney Torch and the very snappy Christie in the Regal Cinema Edmonton, North London, with the great Dubin and Warren song from Gold Diggers of 1935, Lullaby of Broadway. In 1935, Lawrence Hart and Richard Rogers wrote the music for the stage musical comedy Jumbo, which ran for just 233 performances, in spite of Jimmy Durante being the headliner, hardly a financial success. But it produced three lasting songs, Little Girl Blue, The Most Beautiful Girl in the World, and this, My Romance.
Thank you.
My Romance, one of the tracks from a new George Wright CD issued by Banda Records in San Francisco, featuring a full 1976 concert performance on the Wurlitzer at the time in the Organ Grinder restaurant, Portland, Oregon. That's not available in Europe just yet, but I'm currently working with Bill Cole of Banda to rectify that. Back to Al Dubin and Harry Warren, who in 1935 wrote the music for another film, Go Into Your Dance, which starred Al Jolson, Ruby Keeler and Helen Morgan. The standout songs from that film were She's a Latin from Manhattan and About a Quarter to Nine. This is Dave Wickram with his take on that latter number on the Kimmel in the Dickinson High School, Wilmington, Delaware. Unlike their American counterparts, British musicals usually didn't travel over the Atlantic, and indeed such was the case with Christopher Hassell and Ivor Novello's Glamorous Night. Just one song appears to have survived, the title music. Dudley Savage released this recording on a self-produced cassette featuring the Compton in the St. John by Any Church Clay Hall, Essex, which has just celebrated its 50th anniversary in that location. Thank you. Back to the States, and the score by Irving Berlin for the RKO production of Top Hat, which featured just four songs, all of which became standards, thanks at least in part to Astaire and Rogers' superb performances. The Piccolino, No Strings, Cheek to Cheek, and this, Isn't It a Lovely Day, which Simon Gledhill recorded with the New Foxtrot Serenaders in 2010. Wurlitzer in the Musical Museum in Brentford, Middlesex, Simon Gledhill and the New Foxtrot Serenaders, a recreation band based in southern England. Coming back to Great Britain again for a review called Spread It Abroad, which starred Hermione Gingold and Michael Wilding. These Foolish Things was barely noticed in that review, and it took a 1936 recording by Leslie Hutchinson, otherwise known as Hutch, who happened to notice it on top of a piano at the BBC, was being played by its lyric writer Eric Matchwitz to spark a worldwide interest in the song.
Thank you.
These Foolish Things, the unmistakable sound of Reginald Dixon and the Tower Ballroom Wurlitzer from a 1964 LP on Columbia. The novelty song Parade of the Sunbeams is especially relevant as it was composed by Quentin MacLean in 1935 and became one of the few such compositions by a theatre organist to be recorded by mainstream dance bands. Oddly enough, I don't have a solo recording of it by Quentin himself, but I do have Richard Hill's arrangement on the Compton in the Guildhall, Southampton. For today's closer, I'm going back to Dave Wickram and the Kimball in Dickinson High School in Wilmington, Delaware. Songwriter Harry Woods had a string of hits from 1925 to 1939, with revivals charting from the late 40s right into the 1980s. He wrote such songs as Paddlin' Madeline Home, Side by Side, River, Stay Away from My Door, and in 1935, When Somebody Thinks You're Wonderful. When Somebody Thinks You're Wonderful, Dave Wickerham and the Dickinson Kimball. 1935, what another great year in music. And next week, we'll see what 1936 brought the world in popular song. A reminder that my website, www.hotpipes.eu, contains links to theatre pipe preservation societies around the world and much more, including an archive of these programmes for on-demand listening. Until next week then, at the same time, this is Steve Ashley and Hot Pipes signing off. Bye for now.